Tuesday, May the 12th. Had a long talk with Mr. Van, the careers teacher, today. He said that if I want to be a vet, I will have to do physics, chemistry and biology for O-level. He said that art, woodwork and domestic science won't do much good. I am at the crossroads in my life. The wrong decision now could result in a tragic loss to the veterinary world. I am hopeless at science. I asked Mr. Van which O-levels you need to write situation comedy for television. Mr. Van said that you don't need qualifications at all. You just need to be a moron. Wednesday, May the 13th. Had an in-depth talk about O-levels with my father. He advised me to only do the subjects that I am good at. He said that vets spend half their working life with their hands up cows' bums and the other half injecting spoiled fat dogs, so I'm rethinking my future career prospects. I wouldn't mind being a sponge diver, but I don't think there's much call for them in England. Thursday, May the 14th. Miss Sproxton told me off because my English essay was covered in drops of candle wax. I explained that I had caught my overcoat sleeve on the candle whilst doing my homework. Her eyes filled with tears, and she said I was a dear, brave lad, and she gave me a merit mark. After supper of cream crackers and tuna fish, played cards in the candlelight. It was dead good. My father cut the ends off our gloves. We looked like two criminals on the run. I am reading Hard Times by Charles Dickens. Friday, May the 15th. My grandmother has just made a surprise visit. She caught us huddled round our new camping gas stove, eating cold beans out of a tin. My father was reading Playboy under cover of the candlelight, and I was reading Hard Times by my key ring torch. We were quite contented. My father had just said that it was a good training for when civilization collapses, when Grandma burst in and started having hysterics. She has forced us to go to her house, so I'm there now sleeping in my dead granddad's bed. My father is sleeping downstairs on two armchairs pushed together. Grandma has written a gyro check for the electricity money. She is furious because she wanted the money for restocking her freezer. She buys two dead cows a year. Saturday, May the 16th. Helped Grandma with the weekend shopping. She was dead fierce in the grocers. She watched the scales like a hawk watching a field mouse. Then she pounced and accused the shop assistant of giving her underweight bacon. The shop assistant was dead scared of her and put another slice on. Our arms were dead tired by the time we'd staggered up the hill carrying big bags of shopping. I don't know how my grandma does it when she's alone. I think the council ought to put escalators on hills. They would save money in the long run. Old people wouldn't go about collapsing all over the place. My father paid the electricity bill at the post office today, but it will be at least a week before the computer gives permission for our electricity to be reconnected. Sunday, May the 17th. My grandma made us get up early and go to church with her. My father was made to comb his hair and wear one of his dead father's ties. Grandma held both our arms and looked proud to be with us. The church service was dead boring. The vicar looked like the oldest man alive and spoke in a feeble sort of voice. My father kept standing up when we were supposed to sit down and vice versa. I copied what Grandma did. She is always right. My father sang too loudly. Everyone looked at him. I shook the vicar's hand when we were allowed outside. It was like touching dead leaves. After dinner, we listened to my grandma's records of Al Jolson. Then grandma went upstairs for a sleep and my father and me washed up. My father broke a 41-year-old milk jug. He had to go out for a drink to recover from the shock. I went to see Bert Baxter, but he wasn't in, so I went to see Blossom instead. She was very pleased to see me. It must be dead boring standing in a field all day long. No wonder she welcomes visitors. Monday, May the 18th. Grandma is not speaking to my father because of the milk jug. Can't wait to get home where things like milk jugs don't matter.